لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. So it's a blessing to be amongst my dear beloved Ikhwa, Markaz al-Salafi in Leicester, stroke Loughborough. It's always nice to come here and see the Ikhwa. Jazakum Allah khair. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this Jalsa a sitting where we can get closer to Him, and we can iron out some of the cobwebs that we accumulate throughout the times we're here in the Gharb. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in ikhlas, to sidq, truthfulness, and to make us firm upon the sunnah, and to follow and to benefit from that which we study and that which we speak. Regards. Today's lecture, Yaqwa, was as advertised, is regarding the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, in tattaqullah, yaj'al lakum furqan. O you who believe, O you who have iman, if you have taqwa of Allah, if you fear Allah, Allah will give you furqan. Allah will give you a criterion. As relates to this verse from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're going to deal with a few issues as it relates to this. And the first of those is taqwa. And this taqwa is the wasiyah for those before us, awwalun wa akhirin, is the wasiyah and advice that has been given to those before us and in our times. The definition of taqwa, as is mentioned by Talq ibn Habib, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, a taqwa, an ta'mal bi ta'ati Allah, bi nurin min Allah, تَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ وَأَن تَتْرُكْ الْمَعْصِيَةَ بِنُورٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ رَجَاءَ رَحْمَتَهُ أو خَوْفًا مِّنْ عِقَابَهُ خَوْفًا مِّنْ عِقَابَهُ. Where he said, رحمه الله تعالى, that taqwa, piety, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that you act in obedience to Him. You act in compliance to His legislation, subhanahu wa ta'ala, ala nurin min Allah, yani with light, yani with ilm, with knowledge. That nur from Allah is that ilm, that bayan, that clarity. Hoping for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said that you leave ma'siyah, you leave disobedience from Allah. You leave disobedience in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do not disobey Allah. Nurin min Allah, with a light from Allah, yani ilm, based upon that which you have studied and that which you learn from the legislation on those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. Khawfan min iqabih, fearing His punishment. This is the definition, one of the most comprehensive definitions of a taqwa. And we have a definition from Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu before Talq ibn Habib. And Abu Hurairah, from the muhaddithin of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, min al-mukthirin, min al-ruwat, those who narrated plentiful, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, su'ila radiyallahu ta'ala anhu anil taqwa. Faqala, hal akhadta tariqan dha shawkin? Hal akhadta tariqan dha shawkin? Have you ever taken a path where there are sharp, dangerous obstacles? And the person said, Na'am. ماذا تفعل أو ماذا صنعت? What do you do? Abu Huraira said to him, after the individual said, yes, I have been on a path like that. He goes, عدلته أو تجاوزته أو قصرته. And then Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, he said, هذا هو التقوى. He says, I avoid it. I try and keep away from these sharp, these dangerous, thorny type of obstacles on the path, I wouldn't take that path. I stay away from it. And I'll avoid it in order not to be harmed by the shulka, by the thorns in that path. I'll avoid it, I'll be cautious. And then he said, رَضِيَ تَعْنُ هَذُ وَتَقْوَى. This is taqwa. And this is the mawqif of the Salafi. We walk on our path, and in this path, in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذْرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to leave you just to believe until he distinguishes between the khabith, those that are impure, and the tayyiba, and those that are pure. So in this world, we're going to have ibtila. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاءَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. He's the one who created life and death to test those of you that are going to be good in deeds. So therefore, we're going to have these obstacles. لا محالة. These shawka that Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned are present. So the one who is from the muttaqun, taqwa is not just walking haphazardly like a headless chicken. You're cautious in the steps that you make. And combine that with the definition of Talq ibn Habib, ala nurin min Allah. So you're walking carefully in this dunya, in this short period that we're going to be here, and then we're going to go to where our abode is going to be in the hereafter. We're just here as travelers. Kun fi dunya ka'annaka ghareeb aw 'abir sabil. Be in this world as if you're a stranger, or just going by, a wayfarer. So therefore, ya akhwa, we're going through this world, akhwi, this shawka. And we being cautious as it relates to these affairs is taqwa. This is what piety is. As for taqwa, in the Quran, umuman, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ahyanan tudafu taqwa ila ismihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. The command of having taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes is attributed to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. Fear Allah, the one that you be gathered to. And also we have the statement of Allah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. O you who believe, fear Allah and say a statement that is correct. يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And your actions will be corrected and forgiveness will be given to you. So sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions taqwa and then his name. And likewise, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions taqwa and then he mentions his punishments. So when Allah mentions taqwa and then afterwards comes the name of Allah, it means have this shawka that Talq ibn Habib rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned, this cautiousness in staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fearing sakhatihi wa ghadabih. Takhafu min sakhatihi wa ghadabih. That you fear his anger subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah says, wattaqullah, as is in this verse, in tattaqullah, yaj'alakum furqana. If you fear Allah, fear Allah, staying away from his anger, avoiding his anger, like that shawka that Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, ala nurin min Allah, with ilm. So the individual fears the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as for when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions taqwa, التي تضاف إلى إقابه ومكان إقابه وهو النار وهي النار, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions taqwa and then his punishments after. And the likes of this is وَتَقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي عُدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. وَتَقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي عُدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. And fear the hellfire that has been prepared for the disbelievers. And also the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَتَقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وقودها الناس والحجارة وعدة الكافرين وتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله. And the verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and fear nar, the one that is this fuel is men and stones. Fear the hellfire, have taqwa, fear the hellfire whose fuel is men and stones, that has the hellfire been prepared for the kafirin. And in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله. and fear the yawm. And what's the yawm, ikhwan? Yawm al-qiyamah. Fear that day that you will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it's taqwa is attributed and mentioned after it, the makan is fearing the punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first one is attributed to, or the, Allah's name comes after taqwa, is fearing Allah's anger. And if it's attributed or mentioned in the same sequence after his punishment, is fearing the iqab, the punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one, the fearing of Allah is ablagh. Ittaqullah is more intense, as the ulama have mentioned. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, in tattaqullah, O you who believe, if you have taqwa of Allah. What's the fawaid? What's the benefits of having taqwa? As is mentioned in the text, in the source, in the Quran and Sunnah. From the benefits of having taqwa is that your actions are accepted. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts from the muttaqeen, from the people of taqwa. So the people of taqwa's actions are not wasted. So therefore Allah does not accept from the ones that have no taqwa. So the benefits of taqwa is that your actions, the benefits of fearing Allah is that your actions are accepted. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. The benefits of taqwa is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who have taqwa. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. That verily Allah is with those who have taqwa and those who do good. In this verse, there are benefits. The first is that Allah is with those who have taqwa, i.e. that He aids and He supports them. He gives them nasr. There are times when wake up in the morning, life is difficult. The stress of the day, the stress of life. If you have taqwa, Allah is with you. Allah will aid you. Allah will give you support. And in this verse, ya ikhwa, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ, that Allah is with those who have taqwa and those who do good, is the conditions of an acceptance of a deed as well. Because when taqwa is mentioned, walaikum salam to Allah, when taqwa is mentioned in the same sequence as ihsan, walaikum salam to Allah, and in this verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah is with the ladheena taqaw, those who have taqwa, waladheena hum muhsinun, those who do good. When taqwa and do good is mentioned in the same verse, taqwa means ikhlas. Taqwa means ikhlas, and ihsan and doing good means following the sunnah. So there is the conditions of the acceptance of a deed. So Allah is with the person who is sincere and the person who follows the sunnah, and they are the muttaqun. They are the people of taqwa. Allah is with them, supporting them and aiding them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the benefits of those who have taqwa, is that Allah will have an exit for them. Ikhwan, we have ibtila in this dunya, we have tests in this dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. That whoever has taqwa of Allah, whoever fears Allah, there will be a way out for him. Be assured that no matter whatever you're going through, whatever trials and afflictions that you're going through, if you have taqwa of Allah, if you pay attention to that shoka, those thorns, and you don't just walk haphazardly throughout your life, you're avoiding the haram, you're staying away from ma'siyah, anything that leads to haram is haram. Anything that leads to haram is a haram. This is a qaida. La taqrabu zina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Allah didn't say don't do zina in that verse. He said la taqrabu zina. Don't even get close to it. So therefore the qaida is anything that leads you to haram is haram. The people of taqwa, they avoid those things that lead to haram. They avoid those thorns that are in the path. You can't see them, but they're worse than the one that hits you in your skin. Because the thorns that are in the path is affecting your heart. وَإِنَّ فِي جَسَدِ مُضْغَةٍ فإذا صالحت صالح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي قلب. There is a flesh in the body. If it's corrupted, the whole body is corrupted. If it's correct and pure, the whole body is pure. It's the heart. And that's why we aim for taqwa, to keep our hearts pure. مَنْ يَتَقِ اللَّهَ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah, Allah will have an exit for them. There'll be a way out. There's hope. Because you're from the muttaqun. Because you are those who are, Allah is with. Allah supports. Allah aids. وَهُوَ فَوْقَ الْأَرْشِ الرَّحْمَنُ وَعَلَى الْأَرْشِ اسْتَوَى. He's above his throne. But he's with you as in supporting and aiding you. Allah is with you as in supporting and aiding you. Like the Arabs say, Nasiru wal qamaru ma'ana. Nasiru wal qamaru ma'ana. When you're traveling, the Arabs, they'll say, we're traveling or we're making way and the moon is with us. Is it with them like that? Musahaba? Mulasaka? Close? Tight? La. So ma'iyya say ma'a with does not necessarily mean here. So Allah is with us and he is above Arsh. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that Allah being with us is for those who are muttaqoon. Allah being with those who are muttaqoon, it's for those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them support. Allah aids them, gives them victory. In tansurullah yansurukum. If you obey Allah, Allah will give you victory. And from the fruits and benefits of taqwa is furqan. And that's the topic of today. Sahih wala? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ يَهِيُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. O you who believe, if you have taqwa of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you furqana. What does furqana mean? Allah will give you this furqana. What's this furqana for the reward of having taqwa? The furqana, muqatil, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, مَخْرَجَ فِي الدِّينِ مِنَ الشُّبَهَاتِ. Al-Muqatil, rahimahullah ta'ala, in the tafsir of this verse, he said that when Allah said he'll give you an exit, so when Allah said he'll give you furqan, it means that he'll give you an exit, free you from shubahat, misconception, doubts, bid'ah, innovations. If you have taqwa, ikhwan, you will never fall into bid'ah. The people of muttaqun are ahlu sunnati wal jama'ah. If you have taqwa, you will not fall into bid'ah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. If you have taqwa of Allah, Allah will make you free and distance you from shubahat, from misconceptions. So if, ikhwa, you have a misconception about the deen, you have a misconception about your manhaj, your methodology, you're weak in your taqwa. If you have any doubts upon Salafiyya, fear Allah. Stay away from ma'siyah. Obey Allah. Because Allah has promised, وَهُوَ أَصْدَقُ قِيلًا. And he says what he does, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if you fear Allah, he will give you a furqan. Distance the shubahat, the misconceptions. There's fitna every day. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from the sunnah of Allah. As mentioned in the hadith or athar of Abdullah ibn Zubayr, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, where he said, لا يأتي زمان إلا والذي بعده وشر منه. That doesn't come a time except that the one after it is worse. It's going to get worse. There's going to be more tests. There's going to be more misconceptions thrown in your face. If you don't have taqwa, if you don't fear Allah, following the advice of Talq ibn Habib, in staying away from the disobedience of Allah, and acting in the obedience of Allah, with new nur from Allah, seeking knowledge and ilm from Allah. Nur from Allah is what? Seeking knowledge according to the Quran and the Sunnah, not seeking knowledge in philosophy, not seeking knowledge in rhetoric. Nuru min Allah. Because knowledge is nur. Knowledge is light. As Abdullah ibn Mas'udin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, لَيْسَتَ الْعِلْمُ بِكَثْرَةِ الرِّوَايَةِ ولكنه نور يقذف في قلوب الناس. ليست العلم بكثرة الرواية in another narration ولكنه خشية. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said that knowledge is not just speaking and talking, rhetoric. The one who has the most intellectual ability, who can bring something exciting and new, that dazzles people. That's not knowledge. Knowledge is nur. Knowledge is that light that Allah puts in the hearts. And we have to seek that knowledge. And in another narration, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, in one of his amazing advice, he said that knowledge is not just philosophy or rhetoric. Einstein, those that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, "Utu zakah wa lam yutu zakah." They were given intellect, but they weren't given purification. The intellect didn't benefit them. "Utu zakah wa lam yutu zakah." It didn't purify them. We need purification, ikhwah. We need raf' al-jahl min anfusina. We need to seek knowledge to remove the ignorance from us. These people had intellect, IQ as they would call it, double figures, triple figures, whatever. But they didn't have that nur. This is what the people of taqwa have, that nur. And that nur is knowledge of the Quran and the sunnah. Knowledge of the Quran and the sunnah. The knowledge of the way of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nurun min Allah, not nurun min fulan. It has to be from the wahi. It has to be from the revelation. So Muqatil said that the one who has taqwa, Allah will give him a makhraj min al fiddin min ash-shubahat. His religion, his knowledge of his religion, his practicing of his religion will be free from misconceptions. As Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned in Suwaiq al-Mursala, the Mukhtasar, he said that the two things that Bani Adam, that causes fasad, that causes corruption to children of Adam are two. And that is shubahat and shahawat. Shubahat and shahawat. Shubahat, erroneous ideologies. Bid'ah, innovations. Bringing something to the deen that Allah didn't bring. Saying something in the religion that Allah didn't say. Or his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, understanding something in the religion that Allah didn't give that understanding from the companions. This is a shubahat. This is one of the biggest corruptions of man. And the second is shahawat. And that is following desires in disobedience and falling into sins. And he says that the shubahat afsad, that the most lethal one is those misconceptions, because it corrupts where? The heart. And as the Salaf used to say, that the people of bid'ah, they would not repent because they think they're doing good. But the person who drinks alcohol, he's a sinner. But he knows it's haram. But the person upon innovation, he thinks is what? It's a deen. So he, shaitan yal'abuna bih. So the person of taqwa, Allah gives them a free exit from this. Safety from these things. Ikrimah rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, Al-furqana ay najah an ya'raf bayna نعم أن يفرق الله بينكم وبين ما تخافون. And he said that furqan is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps a distance between you and that which you fear. Deviance. Does anyone want to be deviant? We fear that deviance. We fear to go astray. Which is why in salah, in our prayer, in surah al-Fatiha, what do we say? اهدنا صراط المستقيم. Allah, we're asking Allah to guide us to the straight path. Continuous guidance. As Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, said that we have hidayah to the path. And after you have hidayah to the path, you need hidayah on the path. Hidayah to the path, to the sunnah, to Islam and the sunnah. And you need hidayah on the path, to stay on that path. Which is why the Muslims continue saying that. We haven't finished. And the one who fears Allah, Allah keeps him distance from that which he fears, from غير مغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Allah keeps a distance between him and the deviance that he fears. Allah keeps a distance between him and the corruption that he fears, if he has taqwa. If he fears Allah, And as the ulama have mentioned, that the comprehensive understanding of taqwa is doing that which Allah has commanded and staying away from that which He has prohibited. And the perfection of taqwa is staying away from those things that are doubtful. And furthermore, is leaving those things that are disliked. Just doing that which Allah commanded and staying away from that which Allah prohibited. Ad-Dahhak, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, Furqan ayya bayyana. Bayyana. Allah, in tattaqullah, if you fear Allah, Allah will give you clarity. You have clarity, there's no doubt. You have no doubt, no taraddud. You don't have this thing going inside of you. Is it true? Is it batil? I'm confused. Ikhwa, if you're confused about anything related to the deen of Islam, fear Allah more. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, In tattaqullah yaj'alakum furqana. If you had taqwa, Allah will not let you, won't be in that position. If you did not understand anything in the religion, if there is an issue that you're having doubts regards, if there is a calamity that's going on, you don't know how to understand it. If there is an issue and there's an innovator and you're getting confused by them, then you are not increase. You need to increase in your taqwa. Because Allah has told us that the one who has taqwa, he's going to have clarity. He's not going to have that. Mayatadabdab. He's not going to move left and right. He's going to be seated ala tool. Quran or Sunnah. Not like this, not left or right. Quran or Sunnah. And Muhammad ibn Ishaq, the Mu'akhir rahimahu ta'ala, he said, Faslam bayna al-haqqi wal-batil, yudhiru Allahu bihi haqqakum wa yutfi batil min khalfakum. He said, rahimahu ta'ala, that Muhammad ibn Ishaq, he said, Furqana, if you fear Allah, Allah will give you this Furqan. He defined Furqan, he said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a fasl, a distinction. There'll be a cut-off point between that which is truth and that which is falsehood. It won't be mixed. If you're confused, then you need to fear Allah. Maybe there is a ma'asiyah, there is a sin that you didn't think was anything. But is the weight of it is like the jibal, like a mountain. Which is why the Salaf, they used to say that ننظر إلى معصيتنا في عشيان آلياتنا وسلمكم لحصاننا. Where they said, rahimahullah ta'ala, that we will see from our disobedience, the disobedience of our wives, the effects of our disobedience. If our wives are disobedient, the wives are misbehaving, the wives are not listening, we see that. When we see that, we see in our sins, because that's a punishment for our sins. And when our riding beast is not riding smoothly, it's not obeying, we see our sins in that. Al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. Al-jaza'u min jins al-amal. You get a reward. What you see, what you reap is what you, or what is it? What you sow is what you reap, right? What you sow is what you reap. You reap what you sow. The other way around, isn't it? Black and white, white and black. What you reap is what you sow. Are you sure? You reap what you sow. Now, you reap what you sow. Now, al jaza'u min jins al-amal. I always get that confused. They used to look at their animals and look at their wives, and they see the disobedience, they see their sins. So if we don't have taqwa, we won't have this clarity. And salamukum Allah, Ibn Kathir, mentioned rahmatullah, it says in ذَلِكَ كُلُّ فَإِنَّ مَنِ اتَّقَ اللَّهِ بِفِعْلِ أَوَامِرِهِ وَتَرْكَ الزَّوَاجِرِ وُفِّقَ لِمَعْرِفَةِ الْحَقِّ مِنَ الْبَاطِلِ. That the person who has taqwa, yani the one who, this is what it necessitates, the one who does that which Allah has commanded and leaves that which Allah dislikes and hates, then he will be given knowledge of that which is truth and that which is falsehood. That which is truth or that which is falsehood. And the Salaf used to pay attention to this. I forgot my last piece of paper. The Salaf used to pay attention to this. This issue about Furqan. Because if the individual does not have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will fall into this. He'll fall into lack of clarity, he'll fall into deviance. And which is why this day and age we have a lot of shubahat. We have a lot of shubha, a lot of misconceptions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward the people who have taqwa, the people who obey Him, with another reward. Which is why the Salaf, they used to say, كُنَّ نَرَى جَزَاءُ الْحَسَنَ بِالْحَسَنَ بَعْدَهَا وَسَيِّئَ بِسَيِّئَ بَعْدَهَا. That the Salaf, they used to say that we used to see that the reward of a good deed is a good deed after it. And the reward, punishment of a bad, or the punishment of the bad deed is the bad deed after it. إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهُ good deed, يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا good deed. If you fear Allah, Allah will give you good deed. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ يا أيها الذين اتقوا ربكم ويا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا كذا نعم all you who believe fear Allah لا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم all you who believe fear Allah and speak a truth through word يصلح لكم أعمالكم he will correct your deeds the good deed your good action is fearing Allah. And the reward, Allah will purify your actions. الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْ زِدَّاهُمْ هُدَى those who follow the guidance, we increase them in guidance. So likewise, إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا if you obey Allah and fear Allah, you get the furqana, clarity bayan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا وَلَا تَأْتَبُوا السُّبَلْ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ ذَلِكُمْ وَصَاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ this is my straight path, follow it, and do not follow other paths. Because it will divert you from my path, from the correct path. Don't follow those other paths. Follow the way of the Qur'an and the Sunnah. That we advise you with, in order for you to have what, Ikhwan? Taqwa. So what does taqwa mean? Taqwa means that you are following the Sunnah. The people of taqwa are the people who follow the sunnah. Ikhwa, my dear beloved brothers. If an individual is not following the sunnah, he's not from the muttaqun. Because of this verse. ذَلِكُمْ وَصَاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ We advise you with this. Staying on a straight path, not diverting, not going yameen or shimal. That khat that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew. Sticking on that, you get taqwa. And we have some shubahat, misconceptions, Ikhwan. And this is going to happen. We have people, even in Leicester as we are in now, in many other cities, they bring misconceptions. And they beautify these misconceptions. If we don't have knowledge, we will be taken astray. If we don't fear Allah and have taqwa, those little things that we think are not important, salah on this correct time, doing the azkar, being good to our parents, giving the rights of the jar, these affairs of taqwa, giving the rights of your neighbors, these little affairs is what increases you in that nur. And that taqwa that the individual attains, Allah will free him from this exit, these shubahat, these misconceptions. So look at what we do. Analyze your actions. Analyze everything you do. Are you from the muttaqun? Because if you're not from the muttaqun, we fear for you. If we're not from the muttaqun, we should be scared. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ So we need to turn to Allah and flee to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the misconceptions that you're going to hear in Leicester, some of the things that you're going to hear from people, are that, you know, the people of the refutation against those who oppose the truth. The refutation against those who oppose the truth is division, divides the Muslims. Have you heard this before? Yes? Talking about somebody, Fulan, he said this. He's wrong when he said this. Because Allah said this. And the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said this. This is in disagreement with the Sunnah of Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say that this is causing division. Sahih Allah? Yes or no?
Yes.
This is a shubahat, this is a misconception that they bring. Okay? Now, if we look at the seerah of the Anbiya, the messengers, what happened in this with Hud and his people? What did he call them to? مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَّهِ غَيْرُ Worship Allah. عُبْدُ اللَّهِ مَلَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرَ. Worship Allah. There is no other God for you to worship apart from Him. And what happened after that? Did they stick with them or did they divide? So who caused the division? Hud or them? Why? Because the asl and the foundation is what? Tawheed. صح؟ وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. We sent to every nation a messenger telling them to worship Allah. This is what Allah said. That's the asl. We have sent to every nation a messenger telling them to worship, telling their people to worship Allah alone and stay away from false deeds. This is the asl. This is the foundation. So the foundation and the asl that all of mankind needs to be upon is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in totality. And anybody who goes out of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has caused division. Has caused division. Because the asl and the foundation is obedience. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned in a hadith, افترقت اليهود على 71 فرقة. The Jews, they split into 71 sects. Why did they split? Who did they disobey? Huh? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That was the foundation. To stick to that which Musa called them to. But they deviated from that. So they split into 71 sects. They had caused the division. وافترقت النصارى إلى 72 فرقة. And then the Christians, they split into 72 sects. Who did they oppose? Isa told them to worship Allah alone. إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَعْبَدُوا. Verily, Allah is my Lord and your Lord, worship Him. Did they do that? They moved away from the foundation. So they caused division. They went into 72 sects. وَسَتَفْتَرِقَ هَذِي أُمَّةً إِلَى ثَلَاثٍ وَسَبْعِينَ فِرْقَةً. And then this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was split into 73 different sects. You see Breilwi Masjid. You see Diobandi. You see Takfiri Ikhwani, Hizb al-Tahrir. You see people who are calling to the da'wah of Abu Hassan, the da'wah of Ali Hassan and these individuals. They're split. Why? Because they left the foundation. كُلُّهَا فِي النَّارِ. All of them have been warned and threatened with hellfire. إِلَّا وَاحِدًا. Except for one. And the companions asked, مَنْهُمْ. The muttaqun. The people of taqwa. The companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are people of taqwa. And they asked, who are they? So the people of taqwa, they want to know, they want to have clarity. They want to have furqan. They want to know what's haq and what is batil. They want to know what is truth and what is falsehood. It's not impermissible backbiting or causing problems. This is an individual who has jealousy of his religion. He wants to know that which is haq. He wants to be from the muttaqun who has the furqan. Like the companions asked, man hum ya Rasulullah? Who are they, O Messenger of Allah? And he said, man kana ala mithli ma ana alayhi al-yawm wa ashabi. Whoever is upon what I'm upon today and my companions. That is the foundation. What Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon that day and his companions. Whoever goes away from this has split the ummah. Whoever goes away from this foundation has caused division. If you're calling to other than that way, you have caused division. No matter how you beautify it. Oh, they're talking about me. La, you left the sunnah. Oh, these people, they're so shadeed. You left the sunnah. And that is another misconception that they bring. That shoka. Remember the taqwa, ikhwan? Remember the shoka? That thorn in the streets that we have to avoid. Some of these misconceptions that they bring from them is that the people of the sunnah are shadeed. Salafis are those who followed the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to the understanding of his companions. These are Salafis. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ana ni'ma salafi lak." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Fatima bint Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when he told her that he was going to die, or he alluded that he was going to die soon, he said to her, and after she cried, that I am a blessed Salaf for you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Fatima's Salaf. Hadith sahih. So the Salafis follow that Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to the way of the companions. They say that they are shadeed, they're harsh, because they don't accept anything. Let me ask one question before I bring some evidence and so forth. You have somebody who wants to marry your daughter. You're going to be like, oh, it doesn't matter who you are. A man comes. He says, "Brother Uwais, I have daughters." This makes my skin crawl saying this. But "Brother Uwais, we want your daughter, one of your daughters, to marry them." He's like, "Oh yeah, father, you can go. Keda? With that ease, or you want to find out about him? Yes or no? You want to find out about his religion? You want to find out who are his companions? You want to find out what he's on? You want to find out if he's a oppressor? If he's going to beat your child and oppress your daughter and not give her her rights? Are you not going to find this out? There isn't a man that except that he would try and find this out. This is for your wife. What about your heart? This is for your daughter. What about your heart? And your heart is that which is more valuable than your daughter, because on Yawm al-Qiyamah, you're not going to care about your daughter. Your heart is what's going to be there. And if your qalb is not saleem, if your qalb is not pure and is corrupted with misconceptions, trouble. So if you're going to pay attention and be jealous regards to your daughter, you cannot be jealous regarding your religion. Somebody comes to you and says, "I want to let's go to a dars in one of these marakis in Leicester. I don't know some of these centers in Leicester. Let's go for a lesson there." And you're like, "Oh, no problem. Let's go." Kether? What about for your daughter? You're going to do that? "Oh, he's a brother over there. Never met him before. He can marry her." Huh? No, you find out who are these people? What is their methodology? What is their manhaj? This is the Furqan, Ikhwan. This is what clarity is about. What are they upon? And if they're upon Sunnah, and they have those who have recommended them, because for your daughter, you're not going to marry him just because he tells you he's good. You're going to need a tazkiyah, yes or no? You're going to need someone to tell you that guy who wants to marry your daughter is somebody of good religion, of good character, will respect you and your wife, the mother and father of his wife. He'll respect them. You need information, yes or no? Likewise, you need information about your deen. This is the clarity that the people of taqwa have. This is the Furqan. And they're saying that we're shadid. Let's read some statements of the Salaf as it relates to Shidda, shall we? From that is Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, Ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, kana shadidan ala al-qadariyya. That he was harsh upon the people of Qadr. The people of Qadr who said that Allah doesn't know what's going to happen tomorrow. He was harsh because of his jealousy with Allah. He was harsh upon them. This is a companion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was shadid. He did not say, "We're brothers." Yalla. Doesn't matter. You do Qadariya, you don't believe in Qadr, it's okay, we're Muslim. That's what people are doing today. There's no jealousy for Allah. But if somebody was to say that your wife or your brother or your mother was this and that, you'll be angry. But as for Allah, it's okay. Because, akhi, if anyone introduces anything to the religion, it's a disrespect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's saying that Allah didn't perfect that which He perfected. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deen. Today I've completed and perfected your religion for you. Completed my favors for you. The religion is complete. It doesn't need anything else. So when they add, they're saying that it's not complete. Wumadhabad is ziyad ila nuqsan. There's nothing after it now, apart from deficiency. If you add anything, you're bringing the religion down. And likewise, Imam Ahmed, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ الرَّجُلَ يَغْمِزْ حَمَادِ بْنِ سَلَمَ فَاتَّهِمْهُ عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ شَدِيدًا عَلَى الْمُبْتَدِعَ Imam Ahmed, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, if you see somebody speaking ill as it relates to Hamad ibn Salama from the ulama of the Salaf, second generation, if you see anyone speaking ill, disparaging, speaking negatively about this individual, question his religion. There's something wrong. Because Hamad ibn Salama was known to be what? Shadid and stern against the people of innovation. So that must mean that you love the people of innovation. And also we have Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, كان شديد على أهل البدع, that he was severe and stern against the people of innovation. And we also have a qissa, an interesting story of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah ta'ala, which has come to me, that he came to visit Bishal al-Marisi. Now, Bishal al-Marisi was a mubtadi' who denied the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said that the Quran was created and Allah didn't speak to Musa. And before he became well known and famous for his erroneous beliefs, Imam Shafi'i in the younger years went to visit him. And as he came to the house, he didn't see Bishr. He said to the mother, "Where's Bishr? Aina Bishr?" And then his mother said, "Hal tazur hadha zindiq?" His mother said, "Are you going to visit this heretic?" This is his mother. His mother, who carried him for 9 months or so. But why did she say, "Are you going to visit? Why are you visiting this heretic?" This is his mother. Why? Because of her jealousy for the religion. And loving and hating for the sake of Allah. And she has Furqan. She's a person of clarity. So these Shubahat, I've just mentioned a couple. We can mention many. Shaykh Rabi'a, Hafizullah Ta'ala, has many answers regarding these Shubahat that people have. But these Shubahat, these misconceptions are going to come. People are going to say the Salafis are harsh. The Salafis, all they do is talk about people. That's a lie. We are harsh against the people of the Sunnah, against people of Bid'ah, yes. But we call to Allah, and we call to the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're people of fiqh. We study fiqh. We study salah. We study zakat. We study siyam. We study hajj. We study the rights of our parents. We study the rights of our children. We study the rights of our jar. We study how to be a husband. We study how to be a wife. We study how to be a brother in Islam. We study how to be a son. But we defend the religion. And we will not have anyone speaking ill about anything or acting any way in opposition to the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because this is the deen of Allah. And the one who fears him subhanahu wa ta'ala will have this clarity. And that will be a distance in him from the innovations and in the disobedience of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ya ikhwati al-kiram, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, O you have iman, in tattaqullah, if you have taqwa of Allah, Allah will give you furqana, Allah will give you the reward for your taqwa. Allah will give you the reward for your taqwa by having clarity in your way. No misconceptions." And as I repeat, if any of us have any misconceptions, any doubts, anything that we're not sure about, we are lacking in taqwa. We need to turn back to Allah, turn back to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obey him and stay away from his disobedience. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.